Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening in today to this White Way broadcast. I'm Dexter Marr, a minister's lay assistant from the Hawaii Betsuan Temple. I appreciate the chance to share some thoughts with you about Jodo Shinshu. Recently, I was asked to offer my perspectives on what is Jodo Shinshu to me at the Buddhist Studies Center Summer Session, held on July 20th to the 24th, 2015. This is part of what I shared. To begin, in just a few words, Shin Buddhism serves as a lifeline for me to the earth, the sky, and the stars. Like a deep sea diver's air hose, Shakyamuni's and Shinran's teachings both connect me home and sustain me as I work my way through the ocean currents of life. Now more deeply, Buddhism at its core has addressed human suffering for thousands of years and for millions of people. It was born out of the dust of peasant villages and continues to sustain us through the most turbulent times of our lives, natural calamities, wars, political cruelty, family crises, and personal tragedies. For me, Shin Buddhism is the way to live gratefully and joyfully, without fear. Shinjin is the lifeline, connecting me to everything and chasing away the illusion of the big me, so I get glimpses of the perfection of our existence and feel deep thankfulness for this precious life. Shinran wonderfully combines the basic Buddhist philosophy of Shakyamuni to teach me how to respond to life's daily challenges rather than react. Then Shinran unlocks the gate of infinite peace through his teachings on the realization that I am much, much more than I think I am, as part of a greater whole. A wonderful way to explain the essence of Shin Buddhism to new people is to say Shin Buddhism is all about relaxing, trusting, and thanking. In Jodo Shinshu, relaxing is nicely described by the parable Ken Tanaka offers in his book Ocean. A sailor is on a boat in the middle of the ocean when one night he accidentally falls overboard. The ship leaves him behind and he is all alone in the water. He struggles and struggles to stay afloat, splashing about wildly and tangling himself in his waterlogged clothes. He gets more and more tired, and it looks like he will never survive. But just when things seem hopeless, he realizes he doesn't have to struggle. He relaxes and lies back on his back, with his arms and legs spread comfortably around him, just as he is. The ocean supports him and floats him along without any effort on his own. It was his own inadequate efforts that put him at risk, and now he accepts the strength of the ocean in place of his own, and he's delivered from danger. The ocean currents push him along, and he is brought to an island where he can find all his needs taken care of. Next is trust. As relaxing involves letting go of a DIY, do-it-yourself attitude, trusting involves the vulnerability of opening myself to the infinite forces always around us. Cause and effect. This is causality, or Amida. Opening my mind and realizing imaginary boundaries are an illusion, and reality is complete connection to everything. It is when we relax and trust that we are transformed, and a sense of indebtedness for such a wonderful gift arises as thankfulness. In the face of my life's challenges, relax, trust, thank shifts my thoughts from selfishness to selflessness. For an instant, I'm inspired to no longer grieve, but to bow in gratitude. Namo Amida Butsu. Now, as a Hawaii American Shin Buddhist, please allow me to offer a few local kind thoughts about what is Jodo Shinshu. As with all Buddhisms, Jodo Shinshu reflects the long-standing Buddhist tradition of adapting to the cultures in which it develops. As a global religion, Jodo Shinshu has many faces around the world. In Hawaii, Shin Buddhism is different from the parent Jodo Shinshu of Japan and also different from its close cousin, Buddhist Churches of America on the mainland. From 1899 to 1932, under Bishop Waimio Imamura's guidance, Hawaii Shin Buddhism developed a strong American democratic influence, breaking from the hierarchical and family-owned model of Japan. Also, as a former high school teacher, Bishop Imamura cultivated an educational model for Shin Buddhism in Hawaii. In collaborative partnerships, ministers and lay members of each temple cultivated a family-oriented Buddhism for daily living that has served Hawaii's Shin Buddhists for generations. The close personal ties developed under plantation community life are a mainstay of Hawaii Shin Buddhism that differs from the mainland. Without the concentration of Japanese Shin Buddhist immigrants, mainland temples developed more diverse sanghas in order to grow. Ironically, during World War II, when Japanese Americans were thrust together in internment camps, they developed plantation-style communities for a while. So, for Hawaii, there are tree-kind treasures. It's the Sangha, the Dharma, and the Buddha. Hawaii Shin Buddhism brings the Sangha to the forefront as Ohana. This collaborative community of Shin Buddhists supports and mentors one another in the ways of interdependence forged in plantation life. Hawaii Shin Buddhism mirrors the family and work-centric ethic of Hiroshima, Yamaguchi, and Kumamoto immigrants and expresses Shin Buddhist faith in everyday living. For me, my temple Ohana is the family I chose to be a part of, to nurture, as its members nurture me. Through volunteering on the board in educational programs and as a minister's lay assistant, I have the opportunity to express my gratitude to my temple Ohana. My temple family provides the opportunity to join in shared work experience on how to use Buddhist values in day-to-day living. Hawaii Shin Buddhism also localizes the Dharma through infusion of the Aloha spirit into wisdom and compassion. Shin Buddhist virtues such as bonbu, foolish self, recognition, humility, selfless giving, gambate, never giving up, okage sama de, I am what I am because of you, and gratitude mix in the aloha stew with Hawaiian akahi, kindness, lokahi, unity, olu olu, agreeableness, aha aha, humility, ahonui, patience. Thus, Shin Buddhism and the aloha spirit make up the perfect mixed plate of values to guide daily living. Both define our aspiration for Hawaii, to love and honor this most wonderful spot and each other in the ocean of peace. The Shin Buddhist Dharma guides us to deal with our secular existence through the Four Noble Truths, and the more we think we are, through understanding our spiritual nature and transcending our limited selves to connect with the immeasurable wisdom and compassion of true reality, Amida Buddha. The Aloha spirit has provided the fertile ground of Ohana from which Hawaii American Shin Buddhism is nurtured. And finally for me, Hawaii Shin Buddhism connects us with the universal Buddha of awakening through Shinran's lineage from Shakyamuni to Honen, then continuing with Waimio Imamura, Ernest and Dorothy Hunt, Ruth Tabra, and Al Bloom, Hawaii Shin Buddhists who have illuminated the Shin path in our beautiful island home. They have revealed that my own Buddha nature is the same as that of Shakyamuni and Amida. My Buddha nature is a connection to the immeasurable wisdom and compassion in oneness with all that is, has been, and will be. From a Hawaii perspective, then, for me, Shin Buddhism starts with people and their social needs. Then the teachings cultivate understanding and appreciation, which leads to realization of the profound relationship each person has to each other and all things. Then awakening to one's Buddha nature and the transcendent oneness of our existence. The Sangha, the Dharma, the Buddha. Relax, trust, thank. Namo Amida Butsu.